This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 21st. God's word to you today is now or later. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 8, verse 5, and it says, "Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good." Mountain climbers tell us that if you take anyone from ground zero by helicopter and just drop the person on the top of Mount Everest, that person will die because his or her lungs are not prepared for that height. It is as a person climbs that the lungs adjust to the altitude by exercising and stretching, and by the time the person gets to the peak, he or she is ready. The same thing applies spiritually. A lot of people just want God to take them from where they are to that place of power and anointing. Yes, God wants you to have power and to be anointed, but he needs you to experience the climb, because the climb prepares you for that spiritual height. That level of power and anointing can kill you if you're not prepared for it. There are so many products in the market today that are thriving on the world's clamor for instant gratification. A person wants to lose weight, and the market offers a mix with the selling point: no need for exercise, eat as you like, just drink it, and weight loss is guaranteed. Instant gratification. The truth is that there is no mix that can give you such results. If there were, the side effects will be horrible. However, if you endure the pain and put your nose to the grind today, payday will surely come tomorrow. Whatever you want to build, whether it is a solid walk with God, a strong marriage, a fit body, or a robust bank account, if you are able to delay gratification, you would be able to achieve it. Everybody is buying a new shirt. Say no and save the money instead. Everybody is buying a new bag. Choose to invest the money instead. Everyone is buying new cars. Say no and channel the funds into savings. If you do this, you are going to go very far. But if all you do is follow the shopping trends and the world's wave of instant gratification, that is the pathway to poverty. In fact, the Bible says, "He that loves pleasure will soon be poor." Daniel decided not to defile himself with the king's meat. His mind was made up, even if he did not get the permission. His asking was out of honor and courtesy, and God honored him. Here's a thought for today. Has advanced decision-making paid off for you? Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I will not eat my seed. Instead, I will sow, and I will enjoy a bountiful harvest in your time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.